Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner, and today's adventure takes us to a cenote, which is an underground natural pool found in Mexico, the same place where the author of this story grew up.
Kaboom presents the original audio adventure, Spirits of the Cenote.
Stupid mosquitoes, get off me.
There you are, Jules. I thought you'd be with your cousin swimming in the cenote.
Cenote? The water cave thing? I didn't feel like it, Mom.
Nonsense. Who doesn't want to spend the afternoon in an underground natural pool? You loved cenotes the last time we came to Mexico.
I was 5, Mom. I barely remember anything from then. And I for sure don't remember loving the humidity. Ugh, or the mosquitoes. Why couldn't I just stay at Abuela's house today?
And do what?
Call my friends back home?
You talk to them every day. Jules, we don't get to be here in Mérida too often. I want you to connect with your family, especially your cousins.
My cousins don't talk to me.
Have you talked to them?
I said good morning to Mariana today, but Eduardo just avoids me.
Eduardo doesn't know a lot of English. You should try speaking Spanish with him. Can you please make an effort?
Fine. I'll go to the cenote.
Danny, no encuentro mis anteojos.
Ya te ayudo, ma.
Juliana, mi amor. ¿Cómo le estás pasando?
Hi, abuela. I was just heading down to the cenote.
Si vas al cenote, ten cuidado con los aluches.
Don't listen to her, Jules. She's just telling some old Mayan story again.
Okay. Well, I better get going. What did she say? Ten cuidado. Be careful with the aluches? What's aluches? Whoa, this cave is big. Mariana, Eduardo, hi.
Mariana, oye. Jules está aquí.
¿Qué? Oh, hi, Jules. Why aren't you just standing there on the staircase? Come get in the water with us.
Okay.
Jules, are you okay?
Yeah. I wasn't expecting the water to go so deep. I can't even touch the bottom.
Most cenotes are very deep. I don't even know how deep this one goes.
There goes my plan of not getting my hair wet.
That's why I always put my hair up in a mascada.
That was smart. What did you call it again? Mascada?
Yes, I think you would call it a bandana or head wrap, something like that. I'm not sure.
Bien pudo haber sido tu regalo para los luches.
Wait, what is he saying?
Don't mind him. He's just making fun of me.
But he said aluches. Abuela also used the word aluches. What does that mean?
Don't you remember? Aluches. It's a Mayan word. They're like... I think the word in English is elf?
Like Santa's helpers?
No, nothing like that. Aluches are more like a dwarf spirit. They either help you or play pranks on you, depending on how you treat them. And you never see them.
Why do people keep mentioning them?
Because this cenote is protected by the aluches. It's a tradition to leave them a gift at the entrance so they'll leave you alone.
Oh, so that's what Abuela meant.
Pregúntale qué regalo les dejó.
Eduardo wants to know what gift you left for the aluches.
You're being serious? You really believe in that?
Of course. What gift did you leave them?
Nothing. I didn't know I was supposed to. What's going on?
I don't know. We should get out of the water.
The entrance! It's
caving
in!
Oh! Cuidado! Ah! No!
Is everyone okay? Eduardo! ¿Dónde estás?
Aquí estoy.
Jules! Jules!
I'm okay. What just happened?
Some sort of earthquake?
Are those common here?
Not in this part of Mexico. Oh no! Look!
The entrance caved in. Is that the only way out?
Sí. Come help me clear the rocks away. Eduardo, ven también.
Ya voy.
Push! ¡Empujen!
The rocks won't budge. How are we going to get out?
Someone must have seen the cenote entrance giving in.
Yes, Abuela and my mom were both out there.
¡Ayuda! ¡Ayuda, por favor!
No one can hear us.
Eduardo, ¿qué hacemos?
Tal vez esto lo hicieron los aluches.
Wait, did he just say aluches? Are you saying this is my fault?
Well, you didn't leave a gift for them.
You seriously think this happened because I didn't leave a gift for some mythical Mayan spirit?
They are called aluches, and it could have been them. We need to get out.
Ya sé. Conozco otra salida. Un túnel que lleva a otro cenote.
Mariana, I don't understand.
He's saying he knows another exit. A tunnel that goes to a second cenote. He can guide us. We'll just have to swim through it and get out from there.
Okay, then let's go. We almost there. This tunnel is way longer than I thought.
We're almost there. Careful there. Don't hit your head with the... what's the word for stalactita?
For what? Ow! I think you're looking for the word stalactite.
Another stalactita coming! Duck!
You've been in this tunnel before, right?
Just once. But Eduardo comes here very often.
Okay. A partir de aquí, el túnel continúa bajo el agua.
What did he say?
The last part of the tunnel goes underwater.
Underwater?
Don't worry. It's safe. ¿Verdad, Eduardo?
Oh, yes. It is very safe. Okay. Es el último tramo en el cenote, pero se divide en más túneles.
What was that?
He said to be careful, because the tunnel divides.
Divides? Like there's more than one tunnel?
Yes, but...
What if we get lost? Or separated?
Calm down, Jules. Nothing bad is going to happen.
How do you know? There's gotta be another way.
Back there was the only other exit, and the Aluches blocked it.
Okay, fine. It still sounds ridiculous to me, but what if I offer a gift to the Aluches now?
Do you have anything with you that could be a gift?
Well, no.
Then we have to keep going. I promise, no one is going to get lost. Here, let's use my mascara.
What are you doing?
Tying my head wrap around our wrists. So no matter what happens, we won't get separated in the tunnel.
You're tying us together? Won't that be dangerous?
We'll still have enough space between us to swim. See? The head wrap is long enough.
Fine. But don't let go of me.
I'm literally tied to you. We're family. We will never leave you behind.
¿Están listas?
Sí. Eduardo, you go first. Lead the way.
Pase lo que pase, no se separen.
Okay, Jules. Now's your turn. Ready. On the count of three. Uno. Dos. Tres.
Oh my gosh! We made it!
See? That wasn't too bad.
Wow. This cenote is beautiful. It's so different from the first one. It's not a cave. I can see the sun and the trees up above.
Wait! This is not where we were supposed to end up. I don't know this place. Where is Eduardo?
Is he still in the tunnel?
He couldn't be. He went in before us.
Maybe he already climbed out of the cenote.
No. He would have waited for us. Something's not right. Eduardo! Eduardo! Oh, no, no one can hear us.
Where could he have gone?
I don't know. I have to go back and look for him.
Did you hear that laugh?
Look! The tunnel! It's gone!
That's impossible. It was there just a second ago.
It's like the tunnel was never there. It must have been the Aluches.
I bet they took Eduardo, too.
How are we going to find Eduardo?
If we want to find him, we've got to get out. Let's see. The cenote is open at the top, but the walls are so high.
Look! Over there! There are wooden stairs that lead to the top!
Perfect. Let's go. Hey!
Wait.
We're still tied together, remember? It will be easier if we untie the head wrap.
Oh, no. I can't lose anyone else. Come on.
Whoa. Fine. Just don't drag me.
Then keep up. Climb out on three. Uno, dos, tres. Come on!
Wait. There's that laugh again. What's that sound?
It sounds like someone is cutting down the stairs.
I don't see anyone.
Whoa, the stairs are shaking.
Oh, it's the Aleutians! Go! Run to the top!
We can't make it. We have to jump back into the water. Together.
But...
uno, dos, tres!
Jules!
Mariana, are you okay?
I'm fine. But the stairs are completely destroyed.
What are we gonna do? I can't keep treading water forever.
Here. Let's grab onto the wall.
That's better. But how are we going to get out?
This never would have happened if you... Forget it.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Were you going to say this is all my fault for not leaving a gift for the... Aleutians?
I know you don't believe in them, but...
But you're right. You know what?
Wait. What are you doing?
I gotta get out of this stupid mascara.
Mascara?
Ugh! Head wrap! There, it's off. I shouldn't have even come to the cenote. I didn't even want to.
Then why did you?
My mom insisted. Apparently I used to love them as a child.
Yeah, you did. I remember last time you were here. You kept pulling me and Eduardo back to the water whenever we got out.
See? This is exactly what I'm talking about. It's like everyone here has a memory of me in Mexico, but I don't.
Then maybe it's time to create new memories.
That'd be easy if I wasn't constantly bothering everyone.
No, you never bother me or Eduardo. We've both been trying to spend time with you.
Then why do you go all quiet and whisper to each other when I'm around?
That's because Eduardo is a bit shy. He's trying to learn English so we can all speak together. But it's hard for him.
And whispering behind my back is supposed to make me feel better?
No. I'm sorry. We never meant to leave you out. Here, you should have this.
Your head wrap? I mean, your mascada?
Yes. It will be a new memory of your cousins in Mexico.
Thanks. And thanks for keeping me close.
De nada. Now, how are we going to get out of here and find Eduardo?
Any ideas?
We could try to climb up this wall and get out.
Are you kidding me? Climb a sheer rock wall?
We can do it. And near the top, there are some vines to hold onto.
What if they're not strong enough to hold us?
What about this? I'll climb first. If it's too dangerous, I'll come back down and we'll think of something else. Deal?
Okay. Be careful.
Here I go.
How's the wall?
It's a bit slippery, but I'm
Mariana!
I'm okay. My hand just slipped.
You could have hurt yourself.
I'm fine. I'm going to keep going.
Hi! What is it now?
My hair. It keeps getting in my eyes.
Maybe you should have kept your mascara.
Maybe you're right. I'm almost to the vines. I'm going to grab on!
Be careful!
Got it! These vines are strong!
Oh, good. You're almost there! Pull yourself up!
Yes! Woohoo! Oh, made it! Now it's your turn!
Okay, that didn't look so bad. Here I go! This isn't so hard after all. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Maybe this isn't a good idea anymore.
Stay calm. It's just a little rain.
You're already out. What if you get help and I wait here?
No way. I'm not leaving you.
The wall is getting slippery. I can barely hold on.
Just keep climbing. You got this.
I can't hold on!
Oh no!
One of the vines snapped!
Hold on! I'll climb down to get you!
No! No! Just go now while you can!
The Alushes will never let me go!
You're so close! Throw me the mascada, and I'll pull you up!
That's it! The mascada! You gave it to me!
Yes! Throw it to me!
No, no, no! You gave it to me! Now it's mine! That means I can use it as a gift for the Alushes!
That is so brilliant!
Hey, Alushes! Here's my gift! Something's happening!
Yes! The Alushes accepted your gift! The rain stopped! Jules, are you okay?
Yes, I'm still hanging on, thanks to the Alushes.
You can thank them later. Climb up and let's get out of here.
Phew! Made it!
I knew you could do it!
Now, let's go find Eduardo.
Mariana! Jules!
Eduardo?
Eduardo! ¿Estás a salvo?
Sí! No sabía dónde estaba. Estaba muy preocupado.
Eduardo, are you okay? ¿Estás bien?
Sí, estoy bien.
You've got to get out of there. Sube el muro. Climb the wall.
¿El muro? No, I will use the escaleras.
¿Escaleras? Oh, that means...
stairs. Oh,
the Alushes fixed the stairs.
Ya voy.
We've got to get out of here. Más rápido, Eduardo.
Muy bien, Jules. Vamos.
Look. Oh, we made it back to the entrance to the cenote. And there's Aunt Dani and Abuela Lulu.
Mom!
Whoa, Jules. What's the rush? Did you three have a fun time in the cenote?
Fun time? Didn't you see the cenote entrance collapsing, Mom?
Collapsing? You mean that entrance right there?
No puede ser.
The entrance is fine.
Like nothing ever happened.
Abuela!
Te advertí que tuvieras cuidado con los aluches.
She said...
Don't worry, I got that. I'm an aluches expert now.
Next time, I'll bring a new mascada so you'll have a gift for them.
Mariana y Eduardo, gracias por todo su ayuda. Yo nunca... I never would have made it without you.
Look at you, practicing your Spanish.
You were right, Mom. I was distancing myself from my family in Mexico. But I'm really glad I got to know my cousins better.
I am glad too.
And you're here for the rest of the summer. So there's a lot more memories we can make.
Jules, how do you say... un puesto de marquesitas?
Ooh, a marquesita stand? Sí, por favor.
Do you want to come?
Marquesitas? Oh no. Is that another mythical creature?
No. They are a dessert, like crepes.
You will love them.
In that case, vamos!
Hi, my name is Rachel, and I played Jules in Spirits of the Cenote.
And my name is Shiani, and I played Mariana.
Were you prepared to record in the water?
That was surprising to me.
Me too. To achieve the sound of us being in the cenote, we actually stuck our faces in this Tupperware of water. The like choking on the water that you hear is like completely real. Like I was like accidentally breathing in way too much water.
We made it!
See? That wasn't too bad.
I identify with Jules a lot. I'm half Puerto Rican, and I've only been to Puerto Rico a couple of times when I was pretty little, but I don't speak Spanish as well as everybody else. It's something that I think a lot of biracial children of immigrants have like a similar experience. I miss like connecting with my family in that way with our language.
Oh, but you have other things that connect you to your roots, which is really important. I feel like I also relate a lot with Mariana. Like I was the one kid who lived in Mexico and I didn't learn English until I was 14 years old. So before then, like my cousins from California will come visit the family in Mexico. And I was like, okay, how do I communicate with them?
Yeah. You know? I think trying is half the battle, just showing that you're attempting to like make a connection shows that you care about the other person.
And you then realize that you have more things in common than things that divide you.
It was fun to be able to portray that acceptance between the family members.
It was amazing.
Thank you, Rachel and Shiani. We loved hearing from them, and we love hearing from you. We got this comment on our season premiere, The Meowgic Lamp, on Spotify from a listener named Leland Rowley that said, "Hi, my kids loved this. Thanks."
My kids loved it too, for what it's worth.
Listen, we love hearing that so much. And we hope you leave us a review too on our Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or Spotify channels. Reviews really do help new people find the show. And who knows, we just might read your comment on the show.
Now, here's a preview of our next episode, and it's something a little different that we're so excited to share with you.
That's right. Here at Kaboom, we love the work of GZM Shows, a production company that makes fantastic audio dramas for families. Our team here at BYU Radio collaborated with them a few years back on a fun series called Treasure Island 2020.
It's really good, guys. You should go check it out.
And they've since made other wonderful series like Nightingale, and we shared an episode of Nightingale on Kaboom last year.
GZM Shows is back with an exciting new audio adventure called Hidden Island, and next week on Kaboom, we're going to share the first episode of it with you.
It's loosely based on the classic novel The Swiss Family Robinson, and it follows the Robinsons, a modern family marooned on a fantastical island that tests each of them in ways no one could ever have imagined.
Here's a little taste.
Prepare for launch.
Ready, everybody?
Ready. Ready.
Okay. Get ready to fly.
Three, two, one.
So that's how my family started our Christmas vacation in the South Pacific. Not exactly the way Mom and Dad planned it.
GZM Shows presents Hidden Island, an original audio adventure for the whole family. Search for Imagination Amplified Hidden Island to hear more.
Mom, Dad, this island? It's not on the map.
The first episode of GZM Shows' new series, Hidden Island, next time on Kaboom.
Spirits of the Cenote was written by Miriam Arce, and you should know that she grew up in Mérida, Mexico, where the story is set. It was directed by Brian Tanner, and the cast included Rachel Smith as Jules, Shiani McGoffin as Mariana, Brian Barba Salazar as Eduardo, and Victoria Castaneda as both Daniela and Abuela Lulu. The sound team was led by Kaysen Renshaw and Trent Reimschusel, with engineering by Brandon Lewis and Joshua Fouts, and dialogue editing, sound design, music editing, and mixing by Hannah Evans and Luke Gunnarsson. This episode was produced by Brian Tanner, Wendy Folsom, and Sam Payne.
The Kaboom writing team includes Kay Hendrickson, Tristan Schetzel, and Nico Wetzel. Our theme music was written by Sam Clawson. For more great storytelling for families, check out our companion podcast, The Appleseed. Kaboom is a production of BYU Radio.